Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So who is Kamala Harris now that the Obamas have given up and endorsed her, at least over the phone? They didn't want to actually be physically seen endorsing her. Don't blame them. Who is Kamala Harris? She's a communist. This is, if I was going to try to explain communism to a class of sixth graders, this is exactly how I would do it. And she has said this very thing over and over. What is communism? Communism is ensuring equal outcomes. That's what communism is. Everybody ends up at the same place. Now, when they're selling it to you, this sounds good. So we're going to equalize everybody. Yeah, everybody's going to be equal. Yeah, you mean like they're going to be equal in their place in life? Yes. Their station in life? Yes. Their economic station in life? Yes. We'll all be equal. They don't tell you till after you vote the communism in that what it means is you're all going to be equally bone-crushingly poor, except the leaders of the party who will drive around in limos. Legit, that's how it went in the USSR. They were the only ones allowed to eat at the steak restaurants that used to be privately owned. They just went and took the rich people's limos and Bentleys and drove around in them. Everybody else was equally poor. So they did give you the equality of outcome. It was struggle and grinding poverty. But they never tell you that part till the end. So here's Kamala Harris explaining what her goal is. It's not equality. It's equity. It's not equality under the law, which is actually what Americans sought when they fought in the revolution. What did that mean? Well, it would mean the opposite of dual justice. It would mean that everybody is equal under the law. Everybody gets one vote. It's not Democrats get five, we get one. It's everybody gets one vote. Everybody is treated the same in the courtroom. Everybody has the same basic human rights. That's equality. Everybody has the same basic human rights, whether you're a millionaire or you're poor. It doesn't mean that to make everybody equal, we take half the millionaire's money and give it to the guy next to him. That's equity and it's communism. She's saying here, we need equity, not equality.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more. Equitable distribution, giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests often everybody should get the same thing. Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place, as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place.
In other words, communism. Everybody ends up in the same place. We, your elites, determine where that place is. And if you're born in a different place from somebody else, we go ahead and fix that by the end of your lives. Okay, the word equity, does it appear in the Constitution? In a text search? No. Does it appear in the Bill of Rights? Oh, heck no. No. Pursuit of happiness does. What is happiness? They don't say. Because it's different for each person. Meaning what? We all end up in a different place. It was designed, this system, for us to end up in a different place. And a point of those founding documents, as they explain, is to assist you in, you know, following your bliss, following your happiness. Okay. She continues to explain how she, because she's smarter than the rest of us, will determine where you should end up in that. It should be the same place as everybody else.
And if you then understand not everybody started out in the same place, you understand some people need more. So we all end up in the same place.
So they got taken right? from other people.
We are proud of the fact that equity is one of our guiding principles. Proud of the fact that we understand equality is important, but not everybody starts out on the same base. We see that people in our country are having an experience that is not equal. To put equity firmly at the center of our economic policy. But no, if you look at the reality of who will benefit from certain policies, when you take into account that they're not starting at the same place and they're not starting on equal footing, it will directly benefit Black children, Black families, Black homeowners.
Mm-hmm. Texter writes, "Hey Tara, what's Kamala Harris's phone number? I need a house to live in." Yeah, you're right. See, yeah, but you understand how it works. If other people have houses, that's an inequitable outcome. You don't have one. You want to know what this looks like? This is classic communism. Like I can't think of better teaching material for when you cover communism versus socialism versus fascism versus democracy versus what is a republic. Perfect description. Couldn't get any better. I am going to determine your outcome in life. I am going to make sure everybody finishes in the same place. I'm calling it equity. It can't get any clearer than that. You want to know how it actually worked in practice and the kind of society she wants to build? Because we've seen it before. If you want to read about how it works, you can get a book. It's my favorite book. It's called We the Living. Ayn Rand wrote it. All commerce is outlawed. All goods must come from the government. To get them, you must stand in a food and clothing line. Everybody gets the same one of the same six dresses if you're a woman, made from the same cloth until they run out, which they usually do about 2/3 of the way through the line. And then you just wear clothes with holes in it, because if you bought them on what now becomes the black market, they send you to the gulag. Everybody gets the same bar of soap. Everybody has the same TV, should you ever manage to get one. Everybody eats the same soup, if that's what they're serving that week. That's equity. So everybody is equally poor. One year in the Soviet Union, early on, they ran out of material to make jackets. You know how cold it is there? So they just didn't make them. People were forced to stand outside for those massive political rallies. You had to be there or else, and some of them froze to death standing up right where they were. They didn't have jackets. That's equity. And it gets worse from there. In fact, the gig in the USSR was you got the food card, i.e. your place in line, based on your value as a human being to the party. And the punchline was everybody got a card, but the supplies always ran out about 2/3 to 3/4 of the way through. So those of the least value to the party were the ones at the end of the line. And it's a brilliant system. You know, the part where there's no food. And there's no coats and no soap and no nothing. You don't get it. You don't have it. So what happens? Well, you got a terrible choice. You either starve to death or you go buy on a black market. If you buy on a black market or trade on the black market, guess where you go? The gulag. That's where you go. And they control them that way. So people in the Soviet Union would spend all of their time trying to get in the good graces of the party, which then became a sort of god. So as not to get one of the bad ration cards, end up at the end of the line, everybody knew you weren't getting anything. You could stand online as long as you wanted. And they would spend hours standing online, even the ones with the good cards. That's equity, just in case you want to know how it ends. That story ends. You can actually read it. Ayn Rand wrote it because she remembers life before the communist revolution in Russia and life after. And she remembers standing on those lines and she didn't have a good card. Texter writes, if equity, according to the laughing hyena, ouch, some people don't like Kamala on the text line, will benefit one race above another? Is that truly equitable? If all races end in a tie, is it really a race? Wow, that's deep. I'm going to spend the break pondering that. Texture writes, hey, Tara, the snipers have been silenced because they had the shooter in the crosshairs before he fired, and they had one of three options. Take out the shooter, take Trump off the stage, let him shoot. They can't answer what led to this purposeful decision, so they won't let them talk. This, you know what this is? This is one of the people who's following the show from the beginning. They get up later, and then they start listening to the show. Yeah, that was from the first hour. Unbelievable revelation about who shot Thomas Crooks. Wait to hear this coming up.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.